Here we go. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Beach Challenge Call. We appreciate you being with us, taking a few minutes today. I was just explaining that I heard Mark share yesterday, and after listening to it, I thought, okay, that what I was working on wasn't nearly as moment vital as what Mark was sharing. So I asked him to share this morning. Not going to take his time up. We're going to let him get going right away, but this is Mark Smith, the chaplain for ITC, as well as one of their marketing teams. So Mark, it's all yours. Take it away.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on, Kevin. I appreciate it. We really loved having you with us yesterday there as we did life lessons over lunch. But one of the things that I shared with the group there was the scripture that we kind of zoom in on during Christmas time. And we find it in Luke chapter 2, verse 10, where the angel shows up to the shepherds. He says, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people." We are very familiar with that passage, right? We know that passage. It's this good news that was going to turn fear into joy for all people groups and all people for all generation. And we are really good at connecting that with the story of Jesus all the way from his birth and all the way until the Easter story, right? And the forgiveness of sins and why that's good news for all people. And it truly is. But I think also it's important to take the kind of even longer view of this announcement, this good news of great joy, which will come to all people. And I think we find it in Revelation 21, because what we know is that in the Christmas story, God came and put on flesh and inaugurated this thing that we call the kingdom of heaven. And he started that story then. And we're right in the midst of it right now, but we have a glimpse of what it's going to look like in the future in Revelation 21. And it's 21 verses 3 and 4, where it says, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Guys, this is not just a hope. This is something that we know is going to happen. And how we know that? Well, for me, the proof is in the pudding, right? We heard, you know, this scripture, Luke 2:10, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people." That's the beginning of the story of Jesus. But in the gospel accounts, we see occurrences from Jesus, from the life of Jesus, that prove this Revelation 21 is going to come to fruition. What do I mean by that? Well, we typically look at the miracles as fun stories. The miracles of Jesus, we look at them as fun stories to say, okay, that was really amazing that God did that in the person of Jesus. And it shows that Jesus had the power of God. It's more than that. These miracle accounts that we see in the gospel accounts gives us a glimpse of what life is going to be like in the kingdom of God one day for good. You see, there's 34 miracles that we find in the gospel accounts. And I took a hard dive into them a couple of weeks ago in preparation for a Bible study. And I realized that there's really kind of four main groups of these miracles. First off, you have you guys may remember the miracle of the catching of the fish, where, you know, these guys, Jesus is about to call the disciples, Simon, Peter, and Andrew and James and John, and they have been out fishing all night and they hadn't caught a thing. And Jesus says, "Hey, go throw out again and throw on the other side." And he's like, "Hey, man, we've been fishing all night. Come on. I mean, we're pros at this. Just try it." Well, they did, and they caught more than they could possibly even pull in the boat. It's an incredible story. Then we have the story of the feeding of the 4,000 and the feeding of the 5,000, where God multiplies loaves and he multiplies fish. We see the story of Jesus calming the storm on the sea. And so what we see in this group of miracles is we see that Jesus had the power over all of the created order. And so what's that mean for us in the kingdom of God? Well, in relation to Revelation 21, it means that one day the created order of things is going to come into harmony the way that we see in the Garden of Eden before sin. That one day all of the created, so the tornadoes that just happened this last week, as devastating as it was, that sort of thing's not going to happen. Why? Because this thing called shalom is going to be the rule of the day, where the creator and the creation are in harmony with each other again. Pretty amazing. Okay. Then you have another type of miracle that we see throughout the gospel accounts, and it's Jesus healing people, whether it's the leper or some sort of ailment. We see Jesus over and over and over again healing folks. Well, again, in the kingdom of heaven, there's not going to be any sickness or pain or disease or viruses or anything like that. No more cancer. Imagine that. Imagine how many people, I know, that have been impacted by cancer. None of that anymore. And then we see, even in the story of Jesus, we see a consistent pattern of Jesus casting out demons out of people. These demons that had put people in a deep, deep, dark place where they lost all control, and they were controlled by just the dark powers. And we see in the kingdom of heaven through Jesus and the miracles that in the end, all the powers of Satan, all the powers of the enemy, all the powers of demons, all the powers of darkness are going to be powerless one day. They're going to be gone, done with once and for all. And then in the story of Jesus, we see throughout the miracles, we see the story of Jairus's daughter. We see the widow's son. We see the story of Lazarus. We see that even death has no power in the kingdom of heaven, because death, after all, is a result of sin. And so it's important to understand, and we see it ultimately in the person of Jesus, obviously, in the Christmas story. But when we see this scripture, Luke 2, verse 10, where it says, "Be unafraid. Don't be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people." Guys, we got to take a look at the long view, that one day we are anticipation in the knowledge that one day the kingdom of heaven is going to come in all of its fullness. Death is going to be no more. Sickness is going to be no more. Satan and his powers are going to be no more. And the created order of things is going to be in peace and harmony with the creator again. It's a powerful thing to think about, and it's a powerful thing to hope about. So I appreciate you guys joining us today. Go and be the edge.
Hey, Mark, great stuff. Thank you for that. Just